The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Taoiseach has warned against price gouging as the price of energy soars due to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. And for more on this, I am joined by Brian O'Gallagher, Professor of Sustainability and Associate Vice President of Sustainability at UCC. And indeed, I am joined by Sean Kine, who is Fine Gael Senator and leader of Seanad Éireann. I'm going to come to you first of all, Brian. We are hearing anecdotally, and we are getting huge amounts of texts in on our text line telling us things like, oil that was purchased last week, 500 litres for €480, is now €685. And in one case, in one of the texts we got in, a tank of oil that cost €409 a week ago is now €703 on the same place's websites. Explain to us how this works, because I remember when Ukraine happened and that conflict happened and prices started to climb, we were told that they couldn't fall again until, you know, the oil already in the supplier's tanks had gone away, because you pay at the pump, for example, or you pay in the heating oil, whatever they purchased it for, it was related to that. How have the prices gone up so quickly? Is that even possible?
Well, thanks very much for having me on. Normally, there is a delay between what happens in the kind of global markets, the wholesale markets, and what we see at the petrol pump, or in terms of when we're filling our tank for home heating oil, or indeed in terms of the impact on what we see in gas and electricity prices. What we're talking about here is something very significant, what's happened. I mean, this, the Strait of Hormuz, which is, it's a small waterway, effectively 160 kilometres long and 100 kilometres wide, but it separates the Persian Gulf from the open seas. And it's totally closed. And this is the most important oil gateway in the world. So about a quarter of all the oil travels from this region out to global markets. So there is going to be a very significant impact. And we're seeing that in terms of the wholesale prices. How that trickles down to the retail prices is, as I say, normally there's a delay both in terms of prices increasing and in terms of prices decreasing. But this is really worrying. I mean, Ireland is one of the most fossil fuel dependent countries in Europe. We spend about €1 million per hour on oil and gas. So we're really at the mercy of the what's happening internationally. And there were a few drone attacks on ships following the attacks by the US and Israel on Iran. And those drone attacks on the ships have effectively ceased all the supply coming from the Persian Gulf out into the sea. Another issue that's related to this is on the gas supply. So Qatar, one of the countries that's where ships have been cut off from, now they supply about a fifth of our LNG globally, our liquefied natural gas. And we really increased the supplies in Europe of liquefied natural gas once Russia turned off the gas supply. Now, in terms of the wholesale markets, we're not seeing anywhere near the prices that we had in 2022, but there is a very significant increase that we've seen over the last few days. And the key question is, I suppose, how long will this chokehold remain, and what will be the impacts associated with that on the prices that we pay at the pumps?
And indeed,
the knock-on effects on natural gas prices and electricity prices.
And Brian, I fully understand what you're saying. If supply is less secure, and it is because of I suppose, the instability in the region and also shipping routes being closed, that will have an effect on wholesale prices. That makes total sense. But is there and can there be any justification for that resulting in huge hikes in retail prices here in Ireland, practically within hours of Iran being attacked?
As I said, normally there's a delay, but this type of event is unprecedented in recent history. Like, we do have a cushion of oil supplies. So You know, cause
I suppose what I'm really asking you is if a petrol forecourt has the oil already, you know, under their forecourt in their tanks that they paid for a lower price for it last week, is there any justification for them putting up the prices before they sell off that oil, even if they're buying oil in the future at a higher price? It's gouging, isn't it?
Well, it would be unusual to see that. As I say, normally there is a delayed effect between what's happening in the markets and what's happening at the pumps.
Look, thank you for that, Brian. I'm going to bring in Sean Kyne here, Fine Gael Senator and leader of Seanad Éireann. Sean, you heard what Brian has to say. It would be very unusual, but we know it's happening. The text line is literally flying in with people saying, I saw this price last week and with, you know, now it's this price. In one case, it was 75% that a tank of oil had gone up by. This is gouging. The suppliers, the retail suppliers here already have the oil there to sell that they bought at cheaper prices, and they're cashing in on the Middle Eastern conflict, aren't they?
Absolutely, that's the way it seems. It's effectively war profiteering is what I would call it. You know, this is what they're doing to loyal customers who have paid, you know, prices over the winter period, whether it be for kerosene or at the pumps. And it's gouging. And look, I welcome the fact that the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste have called on the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and indeed Minister Burke, Peter Burke has as well, to intervene in here, to examine whether there is cartel, whether there is, price fixing within this industry. But it's just not on. It's just not right. And I would continue to call on people to call out examples, to call out what they can see with their own eyes is price gouging. We see it at the forecourts, and I've heard it from people and from customers who have ordered oil today or kerosene today or yesterday. So clearly, in my view, what's going on, it's plain to see.
Yeah, no, and our text line would absolutely reflect that, and I'm quite sure that international oil prices fell, the wholesale prices fell, we wouldn't expect the price at the pump to fall immediately until that oil was sold off, the more expensive oil was sold off by retailers. There's calls for the CCPC to do something about this. What can be done?
Well, look, they've investigated, issues in the past or such incidents in the past, and on those occasions they found that there was nothing coordinated, which, you know, we have to accept. But they have to ensure that they look into this now to see, is there anti-competitive practices within the oil industry and the oil retailers here? Because, as I said, your listeners, everyone else can see that this has happened very, very sudden, across the board, in my view, totally unjustifiable. Because, you know, look, I mean, if we're still here in 2 months' time, which I certainly hope we won't be, where this conflict is still going on, well, then, you know, there will be serious issues in terms of the price of crude oil and the pump and all that.
People aren't
stupid.
People
can understand that.
Yes, they understand that. But if there isn't anything coordinated, if it's just that everybody has the same idea, but they're not actually coordinating with each other, and they think, you know, I'll make a few bob here and I don't care what anyone else does, but everyone else is having the exact same idea. If it is an uncoordinated act of price gouging across the board, does that mean that there's nothing that can be done?
Well, I think we can continue to call it out. We can continue to call out, clearer examples of price gouging. We can complain about it. We can raise it with our retailers in relation to how is this justifiable? Because, I mean, any price, any market is determined by supply and demand. And this, as we all can see with our own eyes, is, a price hike in the aftermath of a conflict that, you know, decent people in Ireland had nothing to do with, and those that are filling up at the pumps are waiting for kerosene, and you know, had nothing to do with. And whilst it's a fine day today and it's a lovely day today, you know, it's still cold in the mornings.
It is, and you still have to drive your car, maybe.
And you still have to drive your car.
Lastly, Sean, what about Richard Boyd Barrett has called for price caps, as he says, to protect ordinary working class people from this price gouging? What would you say to that?
Look, I mean, supports by government and things like that. And, you know, everything has to be kept on the table on this. You know, we hope, as I said, that this will all end by the weekend or next week. But we have to keep it under review. Everything has to be on the table in relation to this matter. But, the issue here initially is what I would view as price gouging by retailers and by companies in relation to supply of oil and kerosene. And it's just not on. It's just not right to the loyal customers.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Sean Kyne there, Fine Gael senator and leader of Seanad Éireann. And previously we had Brian O'Gallagher, professor of sustainability and associate vice president of sustainability at UCC. I'd be a lot more excited about this than price gouging for Oasis tickets, because people can do without Oasis
choose
tickets.
Choose not to go.
But you do need to drive your car and heat your house. And this is very disappointing.
Really disappointing. As you said, price gouging is the only term for it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.